that GC helped me. When we started it in 1937, he was a senior in high school. We started it in March. And he became so deeply engrossed in it that he was neglecting his books. So we just told him he had to quit working with the paper. But it made him very unhappy. And that summer, we made him a proposition that if he would stay out of high school a year and help me continue with the paper, that we would give him a third interest in the paper and put him through college. Now, my brother, the second brother, was living then. And so he bought it, so that was the first of the 2 years that we had the paper printed at Vidalia. And at the end of the first year with us, then he went to school out here at the college. And then the war came along, and he was that young, and he had ants in his pants, so he enlisted in the paratroopers, and he was in the North African action and in the Sicily drop of the 101 Airborne Infantry. And he was wounded, and he came back early. Not early, but after some time. And so when the war was over, he got married, and his father-in-law was a big automobile dealer in town, and he was needing help real bad. So he asked, we told him to go ahead and work with him. So he did for up until about 1955, when we had really took off like Moody's goose. And his father-in-law had a heart attack, and the doctor told him he had to get out of the automobile business. So that gave him the excuse to break his relationship with his father-in-law. So he's been with us ever since, and he's a magnificent manager. He does all the production, handles all the production, all the management, and all I do is handle the editorials and the news side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's about a perfect combination. We never cross lines. Only those times when he goes off on a vacation or off on a long weekend that begins yesterday or today, do I ever take off. And by that time, there's not much needs to be done, yeah, because we have magnificent help in the back, and they operate well together. So we feel perfectly free in coming and going pretty much as we please. Mm-hmm. But he handles the advertising and the production end, and I handle the news and editorial side. We never even got together on our politics. He was a Republican and voted for Goldwater when he was a candidate for president. I'm a Democrat, so I supported Mr. Kennedy. And I'm not quite sure yet whether we're going to be divided this year or not.
It's really kind of hard to know which way to go. I've been a Democrat all my life.
Uh-huh.
But it's, I just don't really see a very clear-cut choice.
And so, even when I did a strong pro-democratic editorial, his friends bugged him about it. What goes on around there? Who owned that newspaper anyway? You live out.
There's certainly all some advantages to controlling the editorial.
That's right. It does avoid that. And then, if it's an advertising problem or a production problem, they don't come to me. If I'm not here, it's just something. Unless it's something that where there has to be a decision,
yeah,
and he's not here, then I can do it. By the same token, he can put out. Well, he has been really, with the help of this young.